I'm joined by Adrian Edwards, spokesman for the UNHCR. Adrian, the Jordanians today said that there was something like 400,000 refugees in Jordan. Your figures say about 300,000. Can you just explain the discrepancy?
The reason for the discrepancy is that we are using just the numbers of people who have registered with UNHCR as refugees or are joining the list to be registered as refugees and get help for us. So our numbers indicate they're very precise. We know every single individual who's come to us and been registered. They are indicative of the trends. They are not absolute numbers. In all the surrounding countries, the governments are reporting higher numbers of refugees, and we think, although we don't know exactly the levels, certainly we know that the real number of refugees in the region is substantially higher than the registered figures suggest.
Your total figures for the number of Syrian refugees going to all the neighbouring countries currently stands at around 930,000. By my reckoning, we're going to hit a million at some point next week. Is that right?
Well, since early January, around about 40,000 people have fled Syria every week. We're seeing people becoming new refugees, registering as refugees at a faster rate than that's ever happened. Now, that's partly, of course, because we've increased our own capacity to register people, but it's partly, too, because people are fleeing Syria in very large numbers. So certainly, at the rate we're going, we are going to cross that threshold within March, probably early March.
The UN's humanitarian chief, Valerie Amos, has again talked about the UN. It needed to do more to reach rebel-held areas in Syria. What work is the UNHCR doing to address that?
We've been saying very much the same thing for some time. We really need much wider humanitarian access within Syria. We've been trying to get that, and that's involved careful negotiations with opposition groups, with the Syrian government, with other actors in Syria to do that. So UNHCR has had aid convoys going into opposition areas in recent weeks. Now we're working with our interagency partners, that's other parts of the UN, in getting aid through. But it remains a substantial problem. I think two things are important to remember here. First of all is that the United Nations, under the General Assembly resolutions relating to humanitarian work, has to get the consent of the host government if it's going to go across a border. We also, of course, require the Security Council authorization for any activity of that kind. So for the moment, we're still in a position of having to negotiate on a case-by-case basis the access to wherever we can. We are getting aid to hundreds of thousands of people, but of course the needs in Syria are substantially more than that. So it is a big preoccupation of all of us in the humanitarian community.
Are you negotiating with rebels?
We have to talk to all sides. If we're going into difficult areas and where there's different views of who's in control, then clearly we have to be in close contact with whoever is needed to get the aid through.
You've made a couple of visits at least to rebel-held areas and near Aleppo. Any more trips planned?
Right now, we're working with the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs to try and get a coordinated interagency approach to this. And there has recently been an interagency convoy got through to the north. And we hope, of course, that further such convoys will be in the offing.
Earlier this month, Gulf countries chiefly pledged about $1.5 billion of aid for Syrian refugees. How much of that money has reached aid agencies?
Well, here's the thing. The aid response of the international community to Syria has been, I think it's fair to say, very generous. The problem is that the situation of refugees fleeing the country, the needs inside the country, is escalating at a much faster rate than the money is arriving. You're seeing a 60% or more increase in the number of refugees, for example, just in 2013 alone, in the past couple of months. Meanwhile, aid's coming in at a somewhat slower rate. With regard to UNHCR, aid money that we've requested as part of that $1.5 billion has been coming in. We're about 30% funded on the amount of money we need, but there are additional needs in other parts of the UN too to be able to do this work of helping those in flight in the region.
So it's not a question of countries being slow to commit to their pledges?
It is a question of the money needs to come through faster in order for us to be able to help. The other side of this is that there is a focus on this 1.5 billion, but remember that that is the money simply for the first half of 2013. This is a crisis that seems to be heading well beyond that period and is continuing to grow with continuing needs. So we will at some point be going back to donors once again and saying, we really need your help.
And sorry to press you on this, well, roughly how much of the 1.5 billion has been seen by agencies?
I don't have the figure for all UN agencies, but I can give you UNHCR's numbers. We've requested $496 million. That's our portion of this $1.5 billion. And as I said, in our case, we're about 30% funded at the moment. So yes, money's coming in. It needs to come in much faster.
Okay, Adrian, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.